participants. PNG is made possible by Woodson Lumber, Coach's Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Branded Graphics, Citizen State Bank, Flint College, HEB in Brenham, Mattress Guys, Walcha Construction, Apple Ford, Tilleman Construction, Wingstop in Brenham, Pandura Tile, Brenham National Bank, TNA Services, Bilski Water Wells, Performance Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Title Schrader, Woodman Life, Dahlman and Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Bluebell Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helpers, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Breedlove State Farm, Cody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K&H Portable Toilets, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials,
Play Ball!
Guadalajara Restaurant, Tigler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gather and Grace, Brenham Collision, and lastly, the Bluebell Aquatic Center. We'll be right back with your host, the one and only Stephen Drain, and the ever-chatty Tommy Lange, right after these words from our sponsors.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
The Brenham Cubs baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizen State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizen State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball, Citizen State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies-Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
And welcome out. We're at the ballparks in Crosby as we get prepared for game number three between the Port Neches Grove Indians and the Brenham Cubs. Series all knotted up at one. We're in the winner-take-all game here. Beautiful day for baseball down here in Crosby. We'll be back here shortly, and we'll be back with more of the Brenham Cub pregame show after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahlman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahlman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahlman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
K&H Portable Toilets. Celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
And welcome back as we're back out here at the ballparks in Crosby. So a little bit of a drive to get down here this morning. Teams are out on the field getting their warm-ups in. Give you a little recap of the series so far. Brenham able to win game number one. Took extra innings in that game, nine innings. Cubs come out victorious 3-2. Do it all over again last night at Rice. That game does not go the Cubs' way as Port Neches Grove is able to get two runs in the bottom half of the seventh to tie it up. We go 10 innings, all knotted up at four, and PNG walks it off in the 10th for the 5-4 victory. So far in the series, both home teams have been the victorious team. So today we'll see how this all goes down here, see who's got pitching left, who doesn't have pitching left. So looking at the rosters, we know that Braden Steele is going to be on the mound for the Cubs, and we'll get that full lineup for you a little bit later. And pitching for Port Neches Grove is going to be Blake Brashers, who we saw in relief in game number one, I believe. So we're going to see a couple pitchers, Braden Steele for the Cubs today, and Braden Brashers over there for the Port Neches Grove Indians. So with that, we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors.
Kinjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Kinjura Tile's been owned and operated by the Kinjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kinjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Kinjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
It's playoff season and the Cubs are bringing the heat. And Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores. Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day. On the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
welcome back, everyone, to the Brenham Cub pregame show as we get set for Game 3 action here at the ballparks in Crosby. Beautiful ballpark down here, all turf field. Fences look a little bit shorter than they were at Rice, so we may see a little bit of home run action today. Rice was a very deep part. We did see a home run last night from Drake Binky that went out of right field. So 3-10 down the lines here at the ballpark in Crosby, probably about 385, 390 out there in center field. Tommy, we're getting all set here. It's going to be a nice, warm day out here. We're outside in the crowd today, so y'all should hear a lot of crowd noise today. So we're ready to enjoy the game.
The one thing, and it's going to be who handles these conditions today. We're in an area of the state of Texas where the weather is very, very humid, and I'd love to see what the humidity level is today. But that will, you know, whoever handles that the best is, you know, they're going to have some success. But I tell you what, you couldn't ask for a better situation. You have two really, really good programs, two really, really good coaching staffs. You're 1-1. They both came from behind. So here we go.
So here we go. We've seen just about everything that you can see in a baseball game in this series so far. So hopefully today for the Cubs, they can come out on top here in this winner-take-all Game 3 as we get ready for action down here. Nice sunny size, nice and warm out here. We're going to get a little sweat action going on later on, I'm sure. So like Tommy said, it's going to be whoever can handle the heat. This is the first warm game we've had in the series. The other games have all been in the 70s. I'm sure we're going to be in the upper 80s today down here on a turf field that's going to kind of reflect that heat, and we'll see who can handle that a little bit better. So we'll be back with the starting lineup after these words from our sponsors.
Step up to the plate and keep unwanted pests off your field with TNA Pest Control. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, they deliver reliable pest management solutions tailored to your home's unique needs. Using trusted brand name products, their team swings for quality and consistency every time. Take the first base toward a pest-free home by calling TNA Pest Control for a free quote. Protect your home and enjoy a safe, comfortable living space. Call 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
Welcome back to the Brenham Cub pregame show here as we are down here at the ballparks in Crosby, and we got your starting lineups today, and your starting lineup is brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So starting lineups, we're going to start with the visiting team today, which is going to be the Port Neches Grove Indians. Leading it off for them will be Dylan Brown, the second baseman. He'll be followed by Mason West, the shortstop. Batting in the three-hole, left fielder Parker Ross. Cleanup hitter is third baseman Eli Curtis. Batting in the five-hole will be right fielder Casey Barnum. In the sixth spot will be first baseman Cooper Benoit. Batting seventh will be designated hitter Lawson Gary, and he'll be hitting for the pitcher Blake Brashers. Batting eighth will be catcher Logan Acevedo, and batting ninth for the Indians will be Jude Gehlke, the center fielder. And now the starting lineup for the home team, your Brenham Cubs. Leading it off will be number four, Ethan Auchinbeck. He'll be out in center field. Batting second will be Owen Finke. He'll be over at third base. Batting third will be the designated hitter, Drake Binky. Batting fourth, first baseman Luke Hardy. Batting fifth, catcher Brody Tucker over at second base for the Cubs. And batting sixth will be Landry Mendoza. Batting seventh, Braden Steele. He'll be out on the mound today for the Cubs. And batting eighth will be shortstop Hudson Hartstack. And batting ninth will be left fielder Brooks Rosnowski. And Drake Binky is DHing for right fielder Caleb Maurer. So your starting lineup for both teams there is the Cubs have won the toss, and they will be the home team. Huge thing that just happened there, because the home team has won each of the previous two games. It's always came down to the last at-bat so far. So look forward to having some of that action today. Hopefully we can get the win before we get into extra innings today. But if we're going to do extras, we're here for y'all, and we'll be here till the end of it. So good luck to the Cubs today, and we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
And welcome back. We're at the Ballparks in Crosby for Game 3 action. Brenham playoffs. Port Neches Grove Indians versus the Brenham Cubs. As we come back over here, we've got a little bit of breeze blowing. We'll give you the Game Time Weather Update. Game Time Weather Update is sponsored by Blinn College. Blinn College, with the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. So right now, Tommy, 90 degrees out here. Feels like temperature, though, of 98. So humidity is about 89% right now.
I thought it was higher than that.
Yes. So we've got partly cloudy sky. Sun is shining right now over here. Wind's blowing in from left field at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. So a little bit of breeze. We do have a 30% chance of rain today. Hopefully that little bit of rain will hold off and we'll get everything in for you. But right now, nice sunny skies. It's nice and warm out here. Feels like 98 degrees. Feels like about 102 to me up here, because we're kind of stuck underneath here. They do have some fans for us at least blowing, but it's a little bit warm here at the ballpark today. So Tommy, umpires are out there on the field. They're going to have the coaches' meeting, and we should be underway here shortly.
Have you noticed they're dressed in blue?
Yeah, so the umpire's dressed in blue, so we can actually call them blue today. So they're dressed in blue. Poor Nature's Grove, they're going to go back to the same unis they had on last night, purple tops with the white pants. The Cubs making a little bit of a change, going to change it up. They're in the camouflage tops with the white pants and the green socks. So Cubs going back to their military appreciation uniforms. And
we're getting real close to that again.
Yeah, PNG sticking with their purple tops and the white pants, which they had on last night for last night's game. So the superstitions are rolling here. The Cubs have chosen the first base dugout over there today, and the first base dugout is going to be over there on the right side for the Cubs as they were in that dugout for their game one win. So we'll stick with the dugouts the way they were for each win. So superstition at play today. So as the coaches come out and meet with the umpires, we'll send it back for one more break from the studios, and we'll be back with live action shortly.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street, the name says it all. Summer is almost here, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore Paint Colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
And welcome back. We're here at the ballparks in Crosby, Texas, as we get ready for playoff action. Umpires and coaches going over the round, the ground rules at home plate as we get prepared for the action today. Tommy and I were talking in between break. We need to make sure we keep the game close here and not go down by a lot of runs. Both teams are been pretty close game so far. It hasn't been a real high scoring affairs as we were 5-4 and 3-2. So low scoring games. Don't really know what to expect today. We'll see how much pitching's left on both sides. Who we'll see in relief if we have to go to relief pitching. But it's kind of how it looks right now for us.
Oh, I tell you what, it's just plain and simple. I do not foresee a bunch of runs being scored. I just don't see that because two very well-coached baseball teams, two very high-quality baseball programs. You know what? It's just going to go down to what has happened the past 2 days, who plays fundamental baseball and does all the right things.
Yeah, I think that's a big key today, just try and not make any mistakes out here. We saw some really good defensive plays, and we've also seen a couple little mistakes that have cost each team some runs. Both teams on the mistakes. They've been so good on each team capitalizing off the other's mistakes so far. So as we kind of go through this, they're announcing the lineups right now, and we should have the national anthem here shortly. And we'll send it back to the studios for a quick break, and we'll be back with the national anthem and ready for game time.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
And welcome back here to Brenham Cub playoff baseball action as the PA announcer finishing up the introduction of the players for the Brenham Cubs. So once we get this done, we'll have your national anthem. So players headed out to the fields now, and we'll go to the PA announcer for our national anthem. Anthem is completed, and we're almost set for first pitch action here. Braden Steele is going to take the mound for the Brenham Cubs to start it off for the Cubs pitching today. So Braden on the mound for us. We kind of thought we may have saw him in last night's game, but Dawson Kime comes in last night, pitches a great game, just didn't get the victory. Had a two-run lead going into the bottom of the seventh, and that's just baseball, how that goes. And P&G is able to score two in that bottom of the seventh inning, tied up. We go 10 innings. Sterling Shepard came on in relief, did an excellent job pitching. Just ran into a little bit of problems over there. And the P&G faithful here have come out in support of their team. A lot of purple in the stands. But we've also got a lot of green over to our right. So
it's a lot of everything. The one thing I want to say is And you may have already said it. I was writing lineups and whatever. But our gracious thanks to the people here at Crosby. No, we're not in the AC press box, but very, very accommodating. We didn't bring a table. We didn't bring chairs. Guess what? They got us a table. They got us chairs. We are really, really, truly grateful. And all the people in Brenham, I wish you all could just see this facility here, everything right here on the campus of the high school. Just what an operation. Great, great, great place.
So very nice complex here, all turf fields, softball fields. They've even got a practice field behind us for baseball that's turf and another practice field for softball turf. So big complex down here in Crosby as we get ready for game time action as Braden Steele's out on the mound warming it up for the Cubs. He's going to be facing Dylan Brown to lead it off. Dylan Brown's been a little bit of a catalyst for Portage H's Grove in the series. Very speedy leadoff hitter for them. Had a triple back in game number one, and we got to actually see how fast he was in that game. So Brody Tucker with the throw down to second base. We're just moments away here from first pitch as Dylan Brown's walking up to the plate. He'll be stepping in there first as he'll be a left-handed batter. He's going to face the right-handed pitcher, Braden Steele.
I can assure you this. Everything we heard about Dylan Brown was right on track.
Yeah, so Dylan Brown's going to step in from the left side here. We're almost ready to play. We'll set the defense for the Cubs. Owen Finke over at third base. Hudson Hartstep at shortstop. Landry Mendoza over at second. And Luke Hardy at first. And first pitch is underway, and it's going to be up high for a ball to Dylan Brown. So one ball and no strikes on Dylan Brown. Leadoff batter here for the Portage H's Grove Indians. 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is swung on and fouled off to the left side out of play. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Just underway here in the bottom half of the first inning, top half of the first inning, sorry, as we just get it started. The 1-1 pitch on its way from Steele is going to be just misses on the inside part of the plate. So, Tommy, we talked about this a little bit. The hitters do like to get up on the plate for Portage H's Grove, much like the Dayton players we saw in the first series. So 2-1 pitch coming. This is going to be a little flare over to Owen Finke. Finke's going to drift over and make the catch for out number one. So pop out to start the game for the Cubs. One out now is going to bring up shortstop Mason West for PNG. Another left-handed batter. So West will step in here with one out, nobody on. Braden Steele working the strike zone in and out like we've seen from him before. So West steps in, Steele's up on the rubber. He's getting his sign from Tucker. Pitch is on its way. It's going to be swung on. This is hit out to right. Center field is going to fall in there for a base hit. So first pitch swinging was West. Hits a single out to right center field. First base runner for the PNG Indians today.
Tell you what, West got the pitch that he liked and, you know, drove it right over Landry Mendoza's head. Just a not clean base hit.
Not hit very hard, just a line drive hit. Goes over second baseman's head out there into right center field for a hit. So that's going to bring up to bat left fielder Parker Ross. So Steele will work out of the stretch. Going to check on West over there at first base. First pitch to Ross is going to be a curveball that misses off the outside part of the plate for ball one.
I like what Braden started off with there. Start off with the curveball just a little bit outside.
So Steele comes set. His 1-0 pitch is on the way. This is going to be a fastball that's down and away for ball two. So two ball, no strike count now on Parker Ross.
And as you mentioned, Stephen, another hitter right on that line crowding the plate.
Right up on top of the plate is Ross. The 2-0 pitch on its way. This is going to catch the outside corner for a strike. So it takes the count out to two balls and one strike.
I like the pitch there by Braden Steele. Outside corner, knee high. If you keep the ball low, down in the strike zone, move it left to right, we'll be okay.
So 2-1 pitch on its way. This is a curveball. This is going to be foul down the right side. Maurer gave chase, but just not enough to get to that ball. A lot of foul territory here. A little bit different than the Rice Stadium as Rice cut in on the foul lines. This one, lots of foul territory, both left field and right field lines.
And a lot behind the plate.
So count even at two balls and two strikes. So Steele with a 2-2 pitch is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball three. So count goes full, three balls and two strikes. So Mason West over at first base for the Indians reached on a single. Parker Ross with a 3-2 count. So Steele will come set. Takes a deep breath, 3-2 on its way. This is a foul down the right field side, out of play. So Steele coming with the fastball right there. Ross fouls it off to the right side. So Ross will step back in. West got his lead over at first base. 3-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be up high for ball four. So a walk for Parker Ross. So two runners on now for P&G with one out. It's going to bring up third baseman Eli Curtis. So Curtis steps in with runners at first and second, one out.
Curtis was a starting pitcher in game two last evening, and the young man that we heard so much about, and he just never got on track last night.
So Curtis, a right-handed batter, steps in against the right-handed pitcher, Steele. First pitch to Curtis is going to be up high for a ball. So Steele having a little bit of difficulty finding the zone here on the last two batters.
Brayden just needs to settle in here. Just throw strikes. Let those other eight guys out there help you out.
So Steele said he'll check on the runner at second base. 1-0 pitch is on its way. It's going to be hit back up the middle for a base hit. Runner had to freeze, so he'll hold up at third base. So single to center field for Eli Curtis loads up the bases for PNG here in the first inning. So just a solid line drive back up the middle is going to take us to right fielder Casey Burnham.
As any good baseball coach would say, that's where you want to hit the baseball, right back up the middle line drive.
So Burnham will step in from the left-hand side of the plate. Bases loaded here, one out in the first inning. Cubs have the corners in, infield, middle is back for double play. So Steele's first pitch to Burnham is going to be outside corner for a strike one.
I like that start-off pitch there by Braden, hitting that outside corner on the low part of the strike zone.
So Burnham will step back in there. He's down in the count. No balls, one strike. Bases loaded, one out. Play here in the top half of the first inning. No score. So Steele's 0-1 pitch is on its way. Another pitch just a bit outside on that outside part of the plate. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
Braden came back with breaking pitch. Just didn't get the break he wanted to. Just a little off that outside corner.
So just misses off the outside part of the plate. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. So Steele's got a sign from Tucker. He said he'll check on his runners. 1-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be fastball up and outside for ball two. So two balls and one strike now to Burnham. So Burnham, a tall left-handed batter. Going to step back in there.
As far as I'm concerned, all their players are tall.
So Steele comes set. His pitch is on the way. This is swung on and missed for strike two.
Oh, big swing there by Burnham.
So that'll even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Steele going with the off-speed pitch there. Got Burnham out in front. Took a big swing right over the top of it. So 2-2 count now. Bases loaded, one out. Steele comes set. And that 2-2 pitch is on its way. Swung on and missed for strike three. So strikeout victim is Burnham. Two outs now in the inning for the Cubs. Going to bring up first baseman Cooper Benoit.
I tell you what, Stephen. I was thinking to myself, I wanted to say it so bad. When you ever need a strikeout, now's when you need it, and we got it.
Big strikeout there of Braden Steele. Two outs now in the inning for the Cubs. Bases still loaded. Benoit steps in from the right side of the plate. So first pitch coming to Benoit is going to be in there for strike one. Off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate.
I tell you what, good job there. I like what Braden did. Start him off with curveball. Just literally froze the batter.
So Benoit back in there, 0-1 count. Pitch is on its way. Swung on. This is hit over to Mendoza at second base, and he'll flip to Hutchback. Hutchback can't make the play. So hard hit ball over to Mendoza. He tries to flip to Hartstack. Hartstack a little late covering the bag over there. So scoring on the error is going to be Mason West. Everybody else advances a base.
I tell you what, ball hit really well. Short hop to Landry. Landry fields the ball very cleanly. The flip was just a little low in my feelings, but
yeah, flip's a little low. Hartstack a little late getting over there to the base on the flip.
Yeah, Hartstack was late, and maybe Landry's play was at first base. We'll see.
So two outs now. Lawson Gary steps in. First pitch coming to him, swung on and missed for strike one. So Cubs trail it 1-0 in the bottom top half of the first inning. P&G still with the bases loaded, two outs.
Tell you what, we definitely do not want any more damage here.
So big at bat here coming, bases loaded, two outs. 0-1 count, 0-1 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike two. So Lawson Gary down, no balls and two strikes.
I tell you what, Stephen, he's got Gary right where he wants him. Gary's head has been at the right field wall the whole time, so he's got him right where he wants him.
So Steele comes set. 0-2 pitch is on its way to Gary. This is fouled back into the screen. So count stays at no balls and two strikes.
Well, here we go.
Yep.
It's starting like just like the last 2 days.
So Cubs in a little bit of a jam here. Bases loaded, two outs. 0-2 pitch is swung on a little tapper, and this is going to roll foul. So a little tapper there by Lawson Gary. Had a lot of English on it. Hit the turf, spun off foul. So we'll set everybody back up. Do it all over again. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Two outs, bases loaded. P&G with the early 1-0 lead here in the top half of the first inning.
Well, this is definitely a sea of green and purple.
So Gary steps back in. Steals 0-2 pitches on its way. This is going to be swung on and fouled back out of play. So Gary hanging tough out there. Battling with an 0-2 count. Tommy Town fired a little bit of curveball down low in the dirt, trying to get him to chase it something right here, I believe.
I tell you what, I'm sure he's getting a good signal from the dugout to Brody Tucker. So
Steele comes set. 0-2 pitch is on its way to Gary. That 0-2 pitch is a fastball that's down and in for ball one. So one ball, two strike count now, two outs, bases loaded here. We're in the top half of the first inning. P&G with an early 1-0 lead.
I tell you what, I like the idea. I'm okay with fastball in that situation. And what he did, he kept it low, low and inside. General rule, you're not going to get hurt there.
So Steele's 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be a hit batter. So hit batter for Steele is going to bring home another run for P&G here. So that's going to put Lawson Gary over at first base on the hit by pitch.
We still have to bat, and I get all of that, Steve. I really did not want to see multiple runs come up in the first.
Yeah, two runs on the board now for P&G. Base is still loaded. It's going to bring up to bat catcher Logan Acevedo. So Acevedo is stepping in for the right side. So Steele comes set. First pitch to Acevedo is going to be swung on and missed for strike one.
Well, I tell you what, Braden came with curveball, broke it across the middle of the plate, broke on the outside corner. Good pitch.
So no ball, one strike count on Acevedo. He bats with bases loaded, two outs. Top of the first, two runs in already for PNG here in the first. So Steele's 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be down and inside for a ball.
If you haven't noticed yet, Beto's fan club is right below us on the left.
Lots of purple here to our left.
Yeah,
here.
I know, but lots yeah. of B-E-D-O.
Yeah. So Acevedo back in there. He's got a 1-1 count. Two outs, bases loaded. Steele's 1-1 pitch is on its way. This is going to be just off the outside part of the plate for ball two. So two ball, one strike count. So Braden Steele trying to get out of a jam here. The Indians have scored on an error and a hit batter. So Steele's 2-1 pitch to Acevedo is going to be in there for strike two. Going to even up the count at two balls and two strikes.
Steven, the one thing I like, our umpire's got a low strike zone.
Yeah, he likes to keep that strike zone down the way it appears here in the first half of the inning here. So count all even up, two balls and two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. 2-2 pitch on its way from Steele. It's going to be swung on. This is going to be down the right field line. It's going to get all the way to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Waving the runner at third. Three runs will score. So a three-run triple for Acevedo clears the bases. So three runs come in on the triple by Acevedo down the right field line. So Cubs down early here, 5-0 here in the top half of the first inning, and we're going to get a mound visit from Coach Spivey.
That's Coach Spivey. And the thing of it is, Acevedo has not been a big factor
so far
in the city. He's been steady, but not a major factor.
Yeah.
But comes through with the big base hit down that right field line.
So Acevedo comes through with a huge hit there with the bases loaded. And got to go back, Tommy, to a mistake made on you get a ground ball to get out of the inning with no runs there in the inning and can't make the play. So error coming back to bite the Cubs in a big way here in the top half of the first inning.
Huge, 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 huge.
So five runs have scored so far here in the top half of the first for PNG. Runner now at base, two outs, going to bring up number nine hole hitter Jude Gehlke as the Indians are batting around here in the first, bottom half of the first inning. So pitch on the way to Gehlke is going to be off the plate for a ball.
I tell you what, we need to get this guy, and don't get back to the top of the order again.
So runner over at third base, 1-0 pitch on its way to Gehlke's going to be in there for a strike. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
I tell you, really good pitch there by Braden Steele. Came with curveball right on that inside corner down in the lower part of the strike zone.
So Steele set his 1-1 pitch is on the way. It's going to be a fastball in there for strike two. So even going to take the count up to one ball, two strikes. Two outs, runner over at third base. PNG on top, 5-0 here in the top half of the first inning.
I tell you what, that's what you don't want to do is good baseball teams. Don't give them an opportunity. And we gave them an opportunity, and they took advantage of it.
So 1-2 pitch to Gehlke is fouled down the right field side, out of play.
Notice that down there, Steve? Future PNG Indian.
That's a little one right there.
That's a little one.
So Steele's 1-2 pitch is on its way. This is going to be up for ball two. So takes the count out to two balls and two strikes now. Two outs, runner over at third base. Steele trying to get out of a tough first inning for the Cubs as they trail it 5-0 here. We're just underway. We're only in the top half of the first.
That mother of that baby is friends with a Brenham parent.
So the 2-2 pitch is taken. Ooh. Awfully close pitch there. Called ball three by the umpire. So 3-2 count now on Gehlke. So So 3-2 on Gehlke, two outs. 3-2 pitch on its way. That's going to be up high for ball four. So that sends another runner down the first base for the Indians. And here comes a run home on the throw. And he's safe as they drop the ball. So Cubs on an overthrow as the runner tries to take second base on the walk. And PNG will score a sixth run in the inning. Another miscue there by the Cubs. So Gehlke goes all the way down to second base. Going to take us back up to the top part of the lineup to Dylan Brown. Tommy, got to stop the bleeding here in the top half of the first inning.
Yeah, the other thing, a little uncharacteristic of Braden Steele with two walks here in the top of the first.
So we're back to the top of the lineup with Dylan Brown. He steps in. He's swinging at the first pitch and misses for strike one. So nightmare first inning here for the Cubs as they trail it 6-0, top of the first. PNG still batting. Two outs, runner at second base. So pitch on the way to Gehlke in there for our strike.
Oh, I tell you what, that's as good a curveball as you can throw right there.
So Steele up, no balls and two strikes on Gehlke.
Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brown. Gehlke's out there at second base. So 0-2 pitches, swung on and missed for strike three. So Brown will go down on strikes to end the inning. But Indians with a big top of the first, lead it 6-0, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed, homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back here to the ballparks at Crosby, home of Cougar baseball here at Crosby High School as we start the bottom half of the first inning. Cubs are down 6-0 as we started here in the bottom half of the first. Leading off is Ethan Auschenbeck. First pitch to Auschenbeck is taken in there for strike one. So Auschenbeck leadoff batter for the Cubs here. Cubs going to need a lot of base runners here. Don't have to get it all back here in this inning, but be nice to see a couple runs. 0-1 pitch. This is a hit out to center field. Center fielder is going to drift over and make the catch. So fly out for Auschenbeck for the first out of the inning for the Cubs. As we go to number two batter, third baseman Owen Finke.
I tell you what, the Cubs just, I'm watching Owen Finke walked to the plate. You know, it's just like we're down a little bit, but hey, don't worry about it. We got a lot of baseball to play yet.
So. Got a lot of innings to go here. First pitch to Finke is going to be taken outside for ball one. So we saw Brashers in game number one. He came in relief in game number one. So we'll see how he goes here, how long he goes. So Finke swinging on the 1-0 is going to hit a pop-up. Second baseman going out. Right fielder coming in. Right fielder will make the catch. So two quick outs for Brashers here in the bottom half of the first inning.
And I'm going to bring this point up now. The second baseman going back thinking, we're thinking he's going to make the play. The right fielder coming in, doing his job, calling the second baseman off.
Calls him off. So that'll bring up to bat designated hitter Drake Binky. So Binky steps in and first pitch is on its way. It's going to be a curveball in there for strike one to Binky.
I think Brashers noticed last night what if you give Binky one down the plate.
Second pitch on its way. That's also a curveball. This one misses down low. Evens up the count at 1-1. So Cubs batting in the bottom half of the first inning. Two outs. They're down 6-0. Next pitch on its way to Binky. Fastball, belt high, taken for ball. Umpire not giving those calls up there around the belt. So
I'm telling you. That's what I said. He's got a low strike zone, so let's take advantage of it.
So 2-1 pitch to Binky is going to be bounces in the dirt all the way back to the screen. So 3-1 count on Drake Binky. So Binky a hit here, being patient with Brashers. So umpire gets the ball in play. Brashers 3-1 pitch on its way. Binky swings and fouls this one off his front foot. Runs the count out to 3-2 now.
I know that hurt right now. It's going to be more sore tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it took that one off the front foot there somewhere. So Binky will get back in. Count is full. 3-2, two outs for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the first. 3-2 pitch inside for ball four. So Binky will take a walk down to first base. Going to bring up to bat the first baseman, Luke Hardy. So Hardy steps into the plate. Two outs, runner at first base.
Brashers pitched Binky very, very carefully. Did not give him a really good look on any one pitch.
First pitch coming to Luke Hardy's a fastball that's way outside, taken for ball one. So Hardy a hit here, 1-0. Brashers 1-0 pitches on its way. This is a fastball up for ball two. So 2-0 count now on Luke Hardy.
Tell you what, you're calling it right, and that one I didn't think was too bad, but thank God for us. You know, we got the...
So 2-0 pitch is swung on by Hardy. This is fouled back into the screen for strike one. So 2-1 count on Hardy. We're in the bottom half of the first inning underway here at Crosby High School as Cubs trail it 6-0. Big first inning for PNG.
I hope Dawson is watching this. This has been a long time since I've seen an umpire calling that low strike.
So 2-1 count on Hardy. 2-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be up for ball three. So 3-1 now.
Hey, we got a chance to get something going here.
Hey, at least he's staying consistent with those calls.
Oh, no doubt about it. He's.
So 3-1 pitch to Hardy. This is going to be down low for ball four. So Hardy will take a stroll down to first base on the walk. Going to put runners at first and second base. Back-to-back walks for Brashers. Going to bring up to bat catcher Brody Tucker. So Tucker steps in with an opportunity to keep the train going here for the Cubs. Is looking for a little bit of a two-out rally here for the Cubs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I've got to say this. You know, Brody Tucker, you know, it was such a blessing when he came to Brenham last year. And I tell you what, this year he's been one of our big senior leaders.
So first pitch to Tucker, swung on and missed for strike one. Fastball from Brashers out there on the outside corner. So Tucker down in the count, no balls and one strike, two outs, runners at first and second base. Cubs trailing it 6-0 here in the bottom half of the first inning. So 0-1 pitch on its way. Curveball hit down the right side. This is going to be a base hit. Falls in front of the right fielder. Coming around third base is Binky. Going over to third is Hardy. So Cubs on the board here in the bottom half of the first. And Drake Binky just made the first run of the game for the Cubs. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. So RBI single there by Brody Tucker gets the Cubs on the board. Luke Hardy will move over to third base as Drake Binky scores the first run on, for the Cubs. So that's going to bring up the bat second baseman Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza steps in here. He's swinging on the first pitch. Hits it deep out to right center field. Center fielder going back, makes a diving play. Crashes to the wall. So unbelievable play out in center field by PNG is going to end the inning for the Cubs. But the Cubs do get one run back, and your score at the end of one, it's PNG 6, Brenham 1, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium wadded chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The What A Deal. Now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations. Download the app.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
And welcome back to Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. Game three, deciding game between PNG Indians and the Brenham Cubs. Cubs trail it right now as we start play in the top half of the second inning. Cubs down 6-1. Huge play for PNG to end the bottom of the first. Center fielder diving catch crashing into the wall limits the Cubs to only one run in that inning. So we did scratch a run back. So leading it off here for PNG to start off the second inning is going to be Mason West. And West will take a strike on the outside part of the plate. So 0-1 count on Mason West. He had a single back in the first inning, scored a run. So 0-1 pitch to West. Another pitch on the outside corner for strike two. So quickly, no balls and two strikes on Mason West. So Braden Steele looking to rebound from that top half of the first inning. This is swung on, hit out to center field for a base hit. So 0-2 pitch, just too much of the plate right there for Braden Steele on that pitch, and West serves it up out in the center field, line drive, base hit. So leadoff batter on for PNG here in the top half of the second inning. Going to bring up the bat left fielder Parker Ross.
Steven, just good natural hitting there. He got a pitch over the right part of the plate and drove it right back, line drive right back up the middle.
So Steele's first pitch is on its way. A little nubber foul behind the plate for strike one. So Mason West over at first base with a leadoff single. Parker Ross up to bat for PNG. Braden Steele looking to get something going here. So West will get his lead over at first. Steele comes set. 0-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be down low for a ball. Evens up the count. One ball, one strike. So nobody out here. We're playing in the top half of the second inning. Cubs trailing at 6-1. So West with the lead over at first. 1-1 pitch coming. This is swung on. Hit out to right field. Luke Hardy going back. He's going to settle underneath it and make the catch for out number one in the inning on the fly out to right field. Going to bring up to bat for the Indians third baseman Eli Curtis. So Curtis steps in. He's 1-for-1. Had a single back in the first inning. Scored a run. So Curtis gets his signs from his coach down there. Mason West over at first base. So Braden Steele comes set. He's got his time sign from Tucker. First pitch on its way to Eli Curtis is going to be down low outside for a ball. So Steele looking to get another out here in the inning. Try and keep P&G from getting on the board here in the top half of the second.
If this guy out, it would be a huge out.
So Steele a step off here. Curtis steps out of the box. Little cat and mouse going on between pitcher and batter. So Steele is set. 1-0 pitch on its way. Curveball drops in there for a strike. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
I tell you what, really good pitch there by Braden Steele. Broke it on that inside corner and had Curtis off balance.
So 1-1 count, one out, runner over at first base. Steele comes set. His 1-1 pitch is going to be outside. This gets away from Brody Tucker, so the runner will advance over to second base on the pass ball by Tucker. Takes the count out to two balls and one strike now with Eli Curtis at the plate. So runner now at second base, one out. Curtis has a 2-1 count.
We don't need to let them have it, get that run back.
So Steele comes set. He'll check on the runner out at second. 2-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and missed for strike two. So that'll even the count up at two balls and two strikes.
Curtis swung out of his shoes that time.
Curtis swinging out of his shoes. Every inning now is a huge inning for the Cubs to try and limit the damage after giving up six in the top half of the first. So 2-2 count. Steele comes set. He's going to check on the runner out at second. 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. This is hit deep out to left field. Left fielder is going to go back. He's going to come back in, and he'll make the play. So long, deep fly ball out to left field. Caught out there by Brooks Rosnowski for out number two.
So Curtis got that one a little bit too up in the air and got in that thick air up there. And good job by Brooks coming back to make the catch.
So that ball off the bat looked a little bit better than what it ended up being. It's a deep, high fly ball out there to left field, but Rosnowski able to make the play. So two outs now in the inning for the Indians. They're going to bring up the bat right fielder Casey Burnham. Burnham was a strikeout victim back in the first inning. So first pitch coming to Burnham is going to be off the outside part of the plate for ball one. So Mason West still over at second base. Two outs now. Burnham up. He's got a one ball, no strike count. So Steele a check on his runner. Pitch is on its way. This is going to be down low for a ball. So count goes out to two balls and no strikes. So Steele looks in, gets his sign from Tucker. Comes set, checks on West out at second base. 2-0 pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled back into the net for strike one. So runs the count out to 2-1. So Steele not working as fast as we normally see him work. A little bit slower out there on the mound than we're used to.
Such a great point you brought up. This is totally uncharacteristic of Braden.
So 2-1 pitch on its way. That's going to be on the outside part of the plate for strike two. So
PNG umpire's consistent.
PNG fans not appreciative of that call, but he's been calling that all game out there, both directions. So it's going to even up the count at 2-2, 2 outs, runner at second base. So Steele comes set. He'll check on West out there. 2-2 pitch on its way. Swung on, hit out to right field. It's going to fall in front of the right fielder. Coming around third is West. Throw to the plate will be cut off. So RBI single for Casey Burnham. So Burnham's going to drive in the seventh run of the game for the PNG Indians.
There went our run.
So 7-1 now in the top half of the second inning. PNG on top. It's going to bring up Cooper Benoit. So Benoit will step in. Burnham over at first base, two outs. First pitch to Benoit. Burnham's on the move. Throw down to second base. Not in time. So stolen base for Casey Burnham.
Well, I tell you what, their coach is playing aggressive.
Yeah, PNG is definitely the aggressor here today. The Cubs look a little bit sluggish so far to start out the game here. We're only in the top half of the second inning.
The other thing, Stephen, is the longer this inning goes, you're just giving their pitcher, giving Brasher, he's not out there in that heat.
So pitch on its way to Benoit. This is fouled out of play. Evens up the count at 1-1.
I know one thing, what I'm going to have to do today is I'm going to have to keep up on the pitches because you can't see it on the scoreboard real well.
No, and a little bit faded out there on the scoreboard, and with a bright sunshine out there, it's kind of hard to see the numbers out
critical,
there.
Not being critical, it's just the conditions we're under.
So 1-1 pitch on its way to Benoit. This is going to be up for ball two. So count now 2-1 on Benoit. So Burnham out there at second base. Benoit with a 2-1 count. 2-1 pitch on its way. Swung on. Hit over to shortstop Hudson Hartstack. He's up with it. On over to first base for out number three. But the Indians do score a run, and your score at the end of 1.5. It's Port Neches Grove 7, the Brenham Cubs 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Gather in Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gather in Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gather in Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
Guadalajara Mexican Food in Brenham serves up a full menu featuring all your favorite Mexican appetizers, entrees, and margaritas. Stop by for their fast and delicious lunch buffet, available 7 days a week. Planning a celebration? Reserve the back room for your next party or place a catering order to go. Their friendly staff is ready to make every visit feel like a fiesta. Whenever you're craving authentic Mexican flavors, head to Guadalajara Restaurant, located at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
We got the bottom of the second for the Cubs.
And welcome back as we're back here in Crosby. Just a reminder, don't miss the final UIL State Event of the Year, the 2026 State Baseball Championships, taking place June 4th through June 6th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. For schedule, spectator, and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. So leading it off for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the second inning is going to be Braden Steele, and he'll take the first pitch down for ball one. 1-0 pitch also down. So 2-0 now on pitcher Braden Steele. So Cubs started here in the bottom half of the second inning. They're trailing at 7-1. So 2-0 pitch on its way to Steele. This one also down. So ball three. So quickly, three balls and no strikes on Braden Steele.
Okay, it's an interesting scenario on Aschenbeck and Finke. No pitches hardly. And then it came up to Binky, went full count on Hardy. So now we're 3-1.
So 3-0 pitch was in there for a strike. Yeah, but the 3-1 pitch is up for ball four. So Braden Steele will lead it off here in the bottom half of the second inning for the Cubs with a base on balls. And I'm sure we'll have a courtesy runner over there for Steele. Looks like Nate Rao.
That's going to be my speculation.
So Nate Rao over there at first base, going to courtesy run for pitcher Braden Steele. So brings up to bat shortstop Hudson Hartstack.
And you know, now we need to work on getting the run we gave back to them, get it back.
So Hartstack steps in, first pitch down low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Rao stays over at first base. So one ball, no strike count on Hudson Hartstack. Cubs just looking for base runners here. 1-0 pitch also down low in the dirt. So, Tommy, both batters here to start out the second inning for the Cubs, being a lot more patient on taking pitches than what we saw in the first couple, in the first inning from the first couple batters.
Okay,
so.
And here comes Coach, and there is activity.
So it's very possible that Brashers could be out of pitchers here as he pitched in the first game. So we'll see what we're going to do here as a little activity down there in the bullpen for Port Neches Grove. Looks like they got a left-handed pitcher warming up in the bullpen down there. So a little meeting of the minds out there on the mound. So Coach has got his say in. He's going to head back over to the dugout. So Hartstack will step back in there with a two-ball, no-strike count. So Dane Rao, I said Dane Rao, I called him his dad. Nate
Rao.
It's all right.
It's dad. It's all in the family.
All in the family. So Nate Rao over there, courtesy running at first base. So 2-0 pitch on its way to Hartstack. That's going to be in there for a strike. So two balls and one strike now on Hudson Hartstack.
With what all is on the line in this ball game, I don't think the P&G coach is just going to go too far.
Little throw over there to first base, but Rouse back in there safely. So two ball, one strike count on Hudson Hartstack. He's batting here, nobody out, runner in first base. Cubs down 7-1. So 2-1 pitch is swung on by Hartstack. This is hit over to the shortstop. He's going to boot it. Everybody's going to be safe. So miscue by the shortstop. Everybody safe on the ground. Ball hit over to shortstop. So error E6. Two runners on now for the Cubs with nobody out. It's going to bring up left fielder Brooks Rosnowski.
Steven, that was as routine as it's going to get.
Routine ground ball. Just took a little bad hop on him. And I don't know if you even want to say a bad hop, but an unexpected hop, I guess you'd say.
And with this turf, you just don't know. I mean, but still, you know, the ball was in front of him. And, you know, that's a play you got to make.
So first pitch to Rosnowski is outside off the part of the plate. Acevedo tries to frame it in there, but unable to do so as ball one to Rosnowski. So runners first and second. 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is another ground ball over to shortstop. This time he'll flip to second. Second baseman unable to make the throw to first. So out over at second base on the fielder's choice by Rosnowski. So runners will be on the corners now with one out in the inning, and that'll take us back to the top of the lineup to Ethan Auschenbeck.
I'll tell you what, give Hudson Hartstack there a good slide going into second base. Not a dirty slide. All I'm going to say is a very good slide. No play at first base.
So Hartstack made that kind of a bang-bang play over there at second base, too, and got into the shortstop a little bit, prevented him from making the throw. So first pitch to Auschenbeck, half check swing is going to be fouled back into the screen for strike one. So 0-1 count, one out, runners on the corners. Cubs looking to get a run back. So Brashers will step off, do first to third move. No action by any of the Cubs there. So Nate Rao over at third base. Rooks Rosnowski over at first. 0-1 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck is down low, blocked by the catcher for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Cubs trailing it 7-1. All the damage done by PNG in the top half of the first. So pitch on the way to Auschenbeck is outside for ball two. That takes our count out to two balls and one strike. Cub hitters just need to be a little bit patient here as Brashers is starting to struggle a little bit. 2-1 pitch on its way to Auschenbeck. This is a little tapper hit down the third baseline, fouled off of Auschenbeck's shin there the way it looks. He'll hobble around a little bit at home plate as the umpire will give him a little bit of time to regroup. So that's got to smart a little bit right there. Out in front, fouls it right down off the leg there. He'll walk it off a little bit here. Go talk to Coach Spivey, have a little conversation. So big spot here and early on. Cubs need every run they can get when they've got runners in scoring position, Tommy, right now. Get back in it.
I know it. We need to get one of those for sure. If that thing came off his shin, I don't care. It hurts. It hurts.
So Auschenbeck's back in there. He's going to step in the box. He's got a 2-2 count, one out, runners at first and third base. So Brashers will come set. That 2-2 pitch is on its way. This is swung on. Good piece of hitting over to the right side. Is going to get the run in for the Cubs. So Auschenbeck throwed out at first base on the 4-3 play, but scoring on the play will be Nate Rao. Brings home a run for the Cubs. Two outs now in the inning. Runner on second base. Brings up third baseman Owen Finke.
I tell you, we would love to have had a base hit, but good job there by Ethan going with that ball to the right side of the infield. The Cubs getting that run back easily.
So Cubs able to get a run back. Chance here for Finke. Here's a swing by Finke. Backhanded by third base. It's going to get through left field. Rounding third and holding there will be Rosnowski. So single for Owen Finke as the shortstop attempted a diving stop out there, unable to make it. So Finke with a single. Rosnowski had to hold up at third base. Going to bring up designated hitter Drake Binky.
Well, we got a chance to get knock one more off the board.
So Cubs with a chance here to cut into the lead a little bit. Just got to keep scratching. So Binky will step in here with runners at first and third, and Binky will call time as he steps in. A little sweat in the eyes there, probably wiping it out.
If they get out of the inning, I'm going to say this will be the last inning for Brasher.
So Brasher having a little bit of struggle here in the bottom half of the second. Cubs do have a run in. So Binky, first pitch swing and diving catch by the first baseman on the line drive for out number three. But the Cubs do get one back in your score at the end of two innings of play. P&G 7, Brenham 2, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
And welcome back to Crosby High School for Brenham Cub playoff baseball action. Cubs trail it 7-2 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. And leading off for PNG will be Lawson Gary. And he's going to take strike one in there. So off-speed pitch, low outside corner, off-speed pitch for strike one. So Braden Steele on the mound for the Cubs. 0-1 pitch on its way. This is a fly ball hit out to right field. Right at right fielder Caleb Maurer. Maurer's going to settle underneath there and make the catch. Out number one. So fly out to Caleb Maurer out there in right field. Is going to bring up catcher Logan Acevedo. So Acevedo has had the big hit back in the first inning, a three RBI triple that cleared the bases for PNG. So Acevedo come up to bat here with nobody on and one out. We're in the top half of the third inning. Cubs down 7-2. So first pitch to Acevedo is going to be down and away for ball one. So Braden Steele still out there on the mound for the Cubs, trying to work through it here. 1-0 pitch on and away to Acevedo. This time inside, misses for ball two. So good hard fastball there, pushes Acevedo off the plate a little bit.
But he gets right back on top of it.
Gets right back in there. So 2-0 pitch on its way. This is swung on and foul down the right side. So hard line drive, foul out of play down the right field line.
A little late on that. Acevedo a little late on that.
So Acevedo a step back in. Steele's on the rubber, ready to go. 2-1 pitch on its way. This is going to be in there for strike two. So evens up the count, two balls and two strikes, one out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the third inning. Cubs down 7-2.
Tell you what, so we need a good inning here.
2-2 pitch, barely gets a piece of that to hold on in there.
I tell you what, Braden came with the pitch I thought he would. Breaking that curveball on the outside corner, had Acevedo reaching for it and just got enough of it to stay alive.
So 2-2 pitch from Steele coming. This is swung on over to Owen Finke. Can't make the play at third as he dives to try and stop it. So Acevedo 2-for-2 on the day with the single. Going to reach over first base and going to bring up center fielder Jude Gehlke. And we'll have a courtesy runner here for the PNG catcher.
One, Darrell Vega.
So Darrell Vega on to run for catcher Logan Acevedo. So runner now at first base with one out. Stepping up is Jude Gehlke. He reached on a base on balls. He's going to square around a bunt. He's going to foul that one back behind the catcher. So Steele gets a hit. No balls and one strike.
I've been calling Gehlke their second leadoff hitter, and poor bunt attempt there.
So the 0-1 pitch is going to miss just off the outside part of the plate for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1. So one out, runner over at first base. Braden Steele will come set. He'll throw over to first, not in time as the runner's back in there. So Steele back on the rubber. He's going to get a sign from Brody Tucker. He'll come set and check on Vega over at first. Pitch on the way. Squares around a bunt. His Gehlke snap throw by Brody Tucker is going to be blocked down there by Luke Hardy. Keeps the ball in front of him on the low throw by Tucker.
Good job there by Luke, keeping the ball in front of him from going out. If it goes out to right field, he may end up at third.
So 2-1 count on Jude Gehlke. 2-1 pitch from Steele is going to be outside for ball three. So 3-1 count now. Activity starting to stir over there in the Cub bullpen.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit going on down there.
So 3-1, one out, runner at first. 3-1 pitch on its way. That's in there for a strike two. So it's going to run the count out full now. 3-2.
Gehlke taking all the way. Three pitches that were a little off the strike zone. So
Jude Gehlke back in there. 3-2 pitch coming. Runner on the move, and that's down low for ball four. So Gehlke with the walk. Going to put runners at first and second base and one out for the Indians. Going to bring up second baseman Dylan Brown.
This is the big coach.
And Coach Wheaton coming out to the mound for a visit. So had a little activity down there in the Cub bullpen.
You know, I see some good news here. Dalton doesn't have the brace on today.
Yeah.
And walking.
Walking pretty good there.
Pretty good.
So Coach Weed down on the mound having a little conversation with the infield and Braden Steele.
And I think he's going to go one more batter.
He's going to leave Braden in there as he'll face Dylan Brown. So Brown on the day is 0-2. He's flied out and struck out.
But he's been a pain the previous two games.
Leadoff hitter for PNG up the bat.
Let's see if we can get him again here.
Runners over at first and second. One out. Cubs trailing it 7-2 here in the top half of the third inning. So Steele with a long look in. He's got a sign. First pitch to Brown is going to be outside for ball one. So 1-0 count on Dylan Brown. Runners over at first and second. Steele comes set. Checks on the runner out at second base. Pitch on the way to Brown is going to be fouled back into the screen for strike one. Evens up the count. 1-1. So another big moment here for Braden Steele. He's got trouble on the bases with runners at first and second and one out. Top of the lineup up for PNG. So the 1-1 pitch is on its way. Squares around a bunt. He's going to bunt this out in front of play. Play at third base. And
dang,
got him at third base. So Brody Tucker pounces on the bunt out in front of the plate. He throws down to third base for the force out. So huge play there for Brody Tucker. Brings us out number two.
The thing about that bunt, it was a good bunt, but not good enough.
Just didn't get the bunt far enough away from Tucker. Tucker able to pounce out there and get a strong throw over to third base to Owen Finke for out number two.
He had the right idea going down the third baseline, but just didn't get it out there far enough. Great play by Brody, just as you said.
So stepping in now is Mason West. He'll take the first pitch up and outside for ball one. So runner still at first and second. Two outs now, though. Mason West up to bat. He's 2-for-2 on the day. He's had two singles.
You don't need to give that run back.
So next pitch in there to West, also up and out for a ball. So two balls and no strikes now to Mason West. Left-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher, Braden Steele.
And for information, in the Cubs bullpen, Kyle Curtis.
A little bullpen action going on for the Cubs down the right side. 2-0 pitch is on its way. This is going to be inside for a ball. So three balls and no strikes.
We don't want to walk here. If we do, I think we see a change.
So 3-0 count on Mason West. So Steele's 3-0 pitch is going to be in there for a strike. So three ball and one strike count now.
I'll tell you what, Stephen, just another little lengthy half inning.
Been some long innings out there for Braden Steele. So the 3-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on, hit out to left field for a base hit. Rosnowski up with a strong throw home, not in time. Another run in for Port Neches Grove. Takes our score out to 8-2. On the throw home, runners will advance to second and third base.
Wow.
22, Parker Ross.
So Mason West with his third hit on the day. So that's going to bring up to bat for PNG left fielder Parker Ross.
Well, I tell you what, you definitely don't want to give up a hit here.
So Cubs now trail it 8-2. We're in the top half of the third inning. Runners over at second and third with two outs. So pitch on its way. Parker Ross back up the middle for a base hit. One run will score. Here comes the second run around third base. Two runs will score. So Cubs give up two more runs. And P&G jumps out to a big lead now, 10-2.
That's it.
And that's going to do it for Braden Steele here as Coach Wheaton's hit it to the mound. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change here at the park. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back for a few words from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings. Or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they just too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to turn your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lots. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Brenham Cubs on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whoever they bring in over there,
I mean,
it's gonna give up.
Yeah. They're not taking a foot off the pedal.
Nope. We're back here, Crosby High School, as the Brenham Cubs trail it 10-2, and we've got a pitching change on the mound. Coming on the pitch for the Brenham Cubs will be Kyle Curtis. And this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home. personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Kyle Curtis on the mound comes on in relief of Braden Steele. Braden Steele gives up 10 runs on the day so far, responsible for the runner over at first base yet. So a lot of time left, Tommy. Just got to chip away, get some outs
here. We got to just keep chipping away, but, you know, we get a run back, and they come back and get, what, three more?
Three more, yeah.
We do not want that, you know.
So stepping in to bat for P&G now is Eli Curtis. He's going to be batting with two outs here, runner over at first base. First pitch by Curtis is going to be inside for a ball. So Curtis starts off, Curtis, with the curveball.
Curtis singled his first bat, fly to left, his last at bat.
So pitch on the way. This is going to be taken outside for ball one. Ball two, so runs the count out to two balls and no strikes.
He doesn't stretch the outside corner either.
No, he does not. So umpire today with a pretty tight strike zone. So the 2-0 pitch is going to be up for ball three.
You know what? We have two outs. If Kyle Curtis walks this guy, this is our cleanup hitter. He's got a storied history. He's not batting fourth for no reason at all. So if he walks this guy, you know, let's go after the next guy.
So 3-0 pitch is going to be inside for ball four. So base on balls for Eli Curtis. Going to bring up to bat right fielder Casey Burnham.
Burnham is last at bat, had a single and an RBI.
So Burnham will step in here from the left-handed side of the plate.
We do not want a base hit here.
So Curtis will step off the rubber here. He'll reset. So Kyle Curtis on relief of Braden Steele. Runners now at first and second base, two outs. First pitch coming to Burnham. He squares around the bunt and takes it up high for ball one.
I really don't feel that was a bunt attempt.
I feel he's
a new pitcher in here. He's going to make him throw strikes.
So Curtis behind here on Burnham. One ball, no strike. So runners first and second. Two outs. Cubs trail it 10-2. Next pitch from Curtis up high for ball two. So Curtis now with six straight balls coming on in relief of Braden Steele. They've got some more bullpen action going on for the Cubs over there. It's like number 24.
You're exactly correct.
So Curtis steps off. P&G faithful didn't like it, so they're booing over here. So two-ball, no-strike count here on Burnham. 2-0 pitch is on its way up high for ball three. So three balls and no strikes now. Runners at first and second base. Two outs here in the inning for the Cubs.
I tell you what, I hope they don't get like that, Stephen. For 2 days, they've been such really, really good fans. And, you know, it's a baseball game. Let's keep it easy here. Let's keep it clean.
So Curtis comes set, 3-0 pitch on its way. That's in there for strike one.
Hey, good job there by Kyle coming back.
So counting out three balls and one strikes, two outs, runners at first and second base. We're in the top half of the third inning. Cubs trailing it 10-2.
Okay, he's got it scratched out here.
So 3-1 pitch in there for strike two is going to run the count full.
Hey, good job there. It's got 24s by Jace Miller, but he has it scratched out on the card. So, Jason Balsarek.
So, Jason Balsarek warming up in the bullpen there for the Cubs. So, Curtis with a 3-2 count now on Casey Burnham. Curtis will step off, check on the runner over at second base on the 3-2 count. Runners will be on the move here with the pitch.
That's why I say we don't want to hit here.
So Curtis on the 3-2 misses outside for ball four.
So that'll, here comes Coach.
That's going to load him up for PNG. As Coach Wheaton strolls out to the mound here. Cubs in another jam here in the top half of the third inning. So bases loaded, two outs. Cooper Benoit up to bat. P&G with three runs in already in this inning, and this is going to be another pitching change. And with that change, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Brenham Quality Meat Market is celebrating moms with specials on Mama Hawks and anything else Mama wants. Like 10% off prime ribeyes and prime tenderloins. Every mom who stops by will receive a beautiful Gerber Daisy courtesy of Moose Feathers and Brenham Quality Meat Market. Then enter for a chance to win an hour-long Leslie Milliken massage, flowers from Moose Feathers, and a Brenham Quality Meat Market gift certificate. Make this Mother's Day one to remember with flavor, flowers, and fun at Brenham Quality Meat Market. 509 South Market Street, the name says it all.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
And we're back here at Crosby High School for a pitching change as Jason Balsharek comes on in relief of Kyle Curtis. So this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Jason Balsharek on to pitch for the Cubs. Tommy,
I tell you what, I saw Jason Balsharek earlier in the year pitching against one of the Cy Fair schools. I tell you what, for a young man, he came out and did a heck of a job that evening, and, you know, I'm good with it. You know, I have no issue at all with Coach Wheaton making the change on Kyle Curtis and bringing in Jason Balsharek.
So Balsharek will face Benoit. First pitch from Balsharek is up just a bit for a ball. So I also saw Jason pitch down in Louisiana in one of the tournament games out there. Thought he did a good job coming in down there. Just a young pitcher here. Spent a lot of time on the JV this year. So up here in a pressure cook situation. So next pitch on its way in there for strike one. So one ball, one strike count.
Good job there by Jason. You know, you bring that up. Young, for him being down on JV, let the young man go down there and throw. He needs a pitch.
So pitch on the way. This one's going to hit Benoit. So hit batter for Benoit is going to bring in another run for PNG.
That we did not want to see.
So that'll keep the bases loaded, though. Two outs. Benoit reaching over to first base on the hit by pitch. Going to bring up designated hitter Lawson Gary. So Cubs trail it now 11-2. We're in the top half of the third inning. So Balsharek's pitch is in there for strike one to Lawson Gary.
Good job there by Jason. You know, hit batter, shake it off. If things happen, so come back and work on the batter.
So 0-1 pitch swung on, hit down to Owen Finke over at short. He'll throw it over to first base as he fields it right behind the shortstop bag, and that'll be out number three. But for PNG, they'll score four more times, and your score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, PNG 11, Brenham 2.
11-2.
We'll be back after word from our sponsors.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Brenham Cubs baseball team, who had a great season and is now in the playoffs on the road to state. Go Cubs all the way to state. To keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy, visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North. Call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
And it's a home run.
Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
And welcome back here to Crosby High School for playoff action as Luke Hardy steps in for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs down 11-2. Looking for some base runners here to get it started in the bottom half of the third. So pitch coming to Hardy. This is going to be taken outside for a ball.
I'll tell you what, good eye there by Luke. Brasher's coming with curveball off that outside corner. Laid off the outside pitch.
Next pitch is going to be taken up for ball two. So Hardy trying to be a leadoff man here. Get something going here for the Cubs here in the bottom half of the third. Next pitch is down low for ball three.
That's three straight balls again for him. Start off with two, I thought, pretty good strikes, and now it's four.
And that's ball four. So Luke Hardy indeed is a leadoff runner for the Cubs here to start it off in the bottom half of the third inning as he'll reach on a walk.
Number three, Brody Tucker.
Going to bring up to bat catcher Brody Tucker. So Cubs looking for any type of base runners. Need some runs to try and cut into that 11-2 lead. So first pitch to Tucker is in there for strike one.
Tucker really helped us out earlier. Had runners in scoring position, came up with a base hit for with an RBI.
So the 0-1 pitch to Tucker is inside for ball one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike, nobody out. Luke Hardy over at first base. He reached on a walk. So 1-1 pitch on its way to Tucker is going to be outside corner for strike two.
I tell you what, I'm not totally for sure that's shouldn't have been a pitch. Brody tries to take the right field.
So Tucker down in the count, one ball, two strikes, 1-2 pitch on its way. This is going to be down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes. So Cubs looking for base runners, looking to cut into that deficit of 11-2 as they're down here in the bottom half of the third inning. So 2-2 pitch on its way to Tucker, and that is taken, called strike three, outside part of the plate.
Brody didn't like the call, but you and I both know the umpire's been calling that pitch all day long.
Umpire been consistent right there calling that pitch. So he likes it down. He likes it right there on that corner. Probably wouldn't give you the inside corner on that pitch, but he will give you the outside part.
No doubt about that. Such a great point you brought up.
So stepping in is Landry Mendoza. He flied out to deep center field back in the first inning. First pitch to Mendoza, taken down the middle for strike one.
And, folks, that ball that Landry Mendoza hit, the catch that was made the highlight reels.
Yeah,
just an excellent play by the center fielder.
Diving catch by the center fielder on the fly ball by Mendoza. So the 0-1 pitch is on its way. This is down in the dirt, blocked by catcher Acevedo. So evens up the count, one ball, one strike. There's one out in the inning, runner over at first base. Cubs trailing in here in the bottom half of the third, 11-2. So swung on by Mendoza, comebacker line drive caught, double up Hardy for the third out of the inning. So the Cubs go three up, three down, and your score at the end of three. It's Port Neches Grove 11, Brenham 2. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
In 90 years of watching the Texas horizon, Van Dyke Rankin learned one thing. The time to prepare for a storm is while the sun is still shining. What the big national companies won't tell you is that flood insurance takes 30 days to take effect. If you wait for the clouds to gather, it's already too late. Get sound, local insurance advice from the neighbors who protected Washington County since 1936. Call Van Dyke Rankin today before hurricane season arrives. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. Real. Local savings.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Summer is almost here, and the Blue Bell Aquatic Center is kicking things off in a big way. The Leisure Pool splashes back open May 23rd, just in time for nonstop fun in the sun. May 16th brings a full day of excitement with kids to Parks Day, a bike rodeo, and a safety fair. Movies in the Park lights up the season starting June 1st, and the Brenham Dolphins dive into action with swim meets all month long. Find detailed schedules and more at cityofbrenham.org. That's cityofbrenham.org.
Any more innings like that, and Brashers will go farther.
Welcome back as we're here at Crosby High School, home of the Cougars, as the Cubs trail it to Port Neches Grove 11-2 as we start play here in the top half of the fourth inning. So my scorebook, Tommy, here is all messed up from all these runs. I'm two columns over. So Cubs need to get a quick inning here, get back in, and get some at bat. So first pitch from Balshrek is going to be swung on, hit out to shortstop Hartstack, going to be over to first base. So one pitch, one out, as Logan Acevedo grounds out to shortstop Hudson Hartstack. So good start for Jason Balshrek here in the top half of the fourth inning.
I tell you what, that's what we need, a couple of more just like that. If we can get out of a quick inning here, and get back into the dugout and get the bats going, hey, anything can happen. It's a long afternoon.
Yeah, get out of here, get a quick inning, get back in the dugout, less bat. So Jude Gehlke steps in. His first pitch, he squares around the bunt, and he is going to – bad call there by the umpire first base.
I think we missed that one.
When you square around the bunt and you run through it when you're trying to drag bunt, there's no way you're getting the bat back. But the umpire said, no, he didn't swing. So don't totally agree with that call, but I'm not the blue today. So ball one on Gehlke. The 1-0 pitch is on its way. That'll catch the outside part of the plate for strike one. So can't give the umpires too hard of time because my youngest son is a Tasso umpire over in the New Braunfels area, so not going to get on him too hard, but he squares around a bunt again. This time he's going to offer at it, says the home plate umpire, for strike two. So one ball, two strike count now on Jude Gehlke.
You know, if we've ever played the game, we've always had our feelings about umpires, but I'm going to tell you what, when you get out on the field and actually do it, when you are an umpire, You look at it a little bit differently.
1-2 pitches popped up, 3 Cubs conversion, and Landry Mendoza will make the catch just in foul territory down the right field line for out number 2. So fly out there to Landry Mendoza brings out number 2. It's going to take us back to the top of the lineup for Port Neches Grove. Dylan Brown steps in. So Brown scored a run his last time up and back in the third inning. So we're in the fourth inning, fourth at bat of the game for Brown already.
And the reason he scored that run is he had gotten on in a fielder's choice. So
first pitch swinging by Brown. He swings out of his shoes as he falls down in the plate and fouls it back into the screen for strike 1. So Brown trying to hit a long ball on that one. The 0-1 pitch on its way. That's going to miss down and out for ball 1. So evens up the count, 1-1.
The previous 2 games, Brown has done exactly what a leadoff hitter should do, and we've been able to keep him in check today.
So 1-1 pitch on its way. It's going to be down low for ball 2. So 2 outs in the inning, 2 quick outs for Jason Balsharek. He's on in relief of Kyle Curtis, who was on in relief of Braden Steele. So third pitcher of the game here for the Cubs. So 2-1 pitch is on its way. That's going to be outside corner for strike 2. So he's been there all day on the outside corner. No need to get all riled up by the fans here. So 2-2 now on Dylan Brown. 2-2 pitch on its way. Going to be down low for ball 3. So full count, off-speed pitch comes in low. So Jason Balsharek on the mound for the Cubs. He's pitching to Dylan Brown. Cubs trailing it 11-2. We're in the top half of the fourth. Swung on, hit down Owen Finke at third base. He takes it on a big hop, throws on over to first for the third out. So 3-up, 3-down for the Cubs. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So your score after 3.5 innings of play. Port Neches Grove 11, Brenham 2. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham Cubs baseball. Collier Construction sees a value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities, as it's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs baseball team in their quest for state.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
And welcome back here to Crosby High School as Braden Steele steps in for the first at bat of the bottom half of the fourth inning for the Cubs. And that pitch is in there for our strike. So Cubs trailing here in the bottom of the fourth. They're down 11-2. So pitch coming to Braden Steele. This one is swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. Takes the count out to 1-2.
Some P&G youngsters on the practice field.
So that 1-2 pitch is down and out for a ball. Evens up the count at 2-2 to Braden Steele. Steele switches over to the DH after was the starting pitcher to start the game. So 2-2 on its way. This is swung on. This is flared out to right center field. Right fielder, center fielder conversion. Right fielder take it for out number 1. So fly out to right field for out number one. And Tommy will go over our Whataburger game recap. So far, all P&G.
All P&G, pretty simple.
Yeah, all P&G. They scored 6 runs back in the first inning, scored 1 in the second, and added some more on in the third, and takes us to 11-2 right now. So this Cub recap was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Stop in today, try the new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit, only at Whataburger. Kick breakfast up a notch with Whataburger's all-new spicy honey butter chicken biscuit. So stepping in now is Hudson Hartstack, and he'll take it on the outside corner for a strike. Evens up the count of 1-1. So one out here, bottom of the fourth. Cubs trailing in 11-2. So Cubs need a base runners in a bad way here. The 1-2 pitch is in there for strike two. Makes the count 1-2.
Tell you what, you really don't want to help a pitcher like that.
So Hartstack with 2 strikes on him. The 1-2 pitch is on its way. That's down and in for a ball. Evens up the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Brash just thought he may get Hudson to go for a pitch out of the strike zone. Good job there by Hudson.
So Hartstack, he'll call time and step out here. Brasher stays on the rubber. Pitch swung on and missed by Hartstack for strike three. So Hartstack, a strikeout victim for out number two here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Going to bring up to bat left fielder Brooks Rosnowski. So Rosnowski a step in. Looking to get something going here for the Cubs with 2 outs. He'll take the first pitch. It's going to be down for a ball. So 1 ball, no strike count. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. So 1-1 count on Brooks Rosnowski. Swung on and missed at the next pitch for strike number two. So 2 strikes now on Rosnowski. 2 outs in the inning. That 1-2 pitch is going to go down for ball two. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 pitch on its way, swung on and missed for strike three. Cubs go down in order here in the bottom half of the fourth. So your score at the end of 4 complete innings of play, P&G 11, Brenham 2. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham High School baseball team on an incredible season. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, audit and assurance, valuation and technology services, and they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serving and elevating their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Brenham Cubs best of luck in the playoffs.
Gathering Grace at All Things Acres wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs and sends a special shout out to number 12 Braden Steele for making his family proud on and off the field. Gathering Grace hosts a family community dinner every Monday in Brenham at Fireman's Park, every first Monday in Burton, and third Tuesday in Belleville. Come sit down, eat together, and connect, not just as a family, but as a community, sharing stories, supporting one another, and truly putting God's love on display. Gathering Grace at All Things Acres. Follow them on Facebook.
back here for the top of the fifth inning as Jason Balsharek still on the mound for the Cubs. And the first pitch is going to be strike one to Mason West. And it's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studio at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys. Valued at $60, just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooling sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cub baseball player, invites you to stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you have won a pillow in the last 30 days, you are not eligible to play. So Mason West swings at a pitch and flies out to center fielder Ethan Auschenbeck for out number one. Next batter up is Parker Ross, and he swings at the first pitch, hits a line drive all the way to the wall in left field, and he'll pull in the second base for a double.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, Stephen, we finally got Mason West out. But then Ross comes up and gets the double down the left field line.
Number three, Eli Curtis.
So Eli Curtis steps in for the PNG Indians. Runner now at second base. One out. Cubs are trailing at 11-2 here in the top half of the fifth inning. So Jason Balsharek on the mound for the Cubs. He'll look in, get his sign. Squaring around the bunt. It's going to be bunted back to the pitcher's mound. Balsharek up with it. He'll throw high over to first.
That's what I thought.
And not in time as Hardy makes the play, comes down on the base, but does not get the out.
So, hey, what it was, Stephen, Jason had plenty of time. He just made a throw, a little high throw, and before Braden could come down on the bag, Curtis had already went through the bag.
So the Indians now have runners at first and third. One out. Stepping up to the plate is right fielder Casey Burnham. So Burnham's going to square around the bunt here. He's going to put the bunt down right at the plate. There's going to be a play at the plate, and he is out at the plate. So squeeze play on there. Ball bunted about 2 feet in front of the plate. Picked up there by catcher Brody Tucker, and he'll come back and tag out the runner from third easily on out number two of the inning.
Great play there by Brody Tucker. The bunt just did not, they were squeezing all the way. They're trying to get this game over early and squeezing all the way, but just didn't get the bunt down far enough. Great play by Brody Tucker.
So first pitch to Cooper Benoit is swung on and missed for strike one. So P&G trying to get that 12th run in to make the 10-run rule in effect here in the fifth inning. Unable to do so. Score remains 11-2. So 0-1 pitch coming to Benoit is swung on and fouled down the right side out of play.
Oh, my goodness.
And Joyce Dickshot is the winner of our Maloof Z pillow from Mattress Guys. So congratulations to Joyce Dickshot on the winning a pillow from Mattress Guys.
Joyce, you're going to enjoy it.
So 0-2 pitch from Jason Balsharek goes outside for ball one. So one ball, two strike count, two outs, runners at first and second base. Cubs trailing in here in the top half of the fifth inning, 11-2.
I'm going to have to go see Anthony because I told you the other night I need to go get another one.
So Balsharek will come set. It checks his runner. 1-2 pitch on his way. This is a pop-up on the infield. Hudson Hartstack settles underneath it. And he'll make the play for out number three on the pop-out. So no runs for the Indians. And your score at the end of 4.5. It's Port Neches Grove 11, Brenham 2. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? This year, Telemann Construction is celebrating serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Telemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Telemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Cubs in the playoffs.
And we're back here as we start playing the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're at the top of the order for the Cubs as Ethan Moschenbeck leads it off, takes the first pitch down for ball one. So Cubs trail it in the bottom of fifth, down 11-2. So next pitch, Moschenbeck swung on, fouled back out of play for strike one.
And right on our head.
I'm sure everybody heard that one.
Okay, I checked on a number. Stephen, down in the P&G bullpen, Parker Meir warming up.
So action in the P&G bullpen as Auschenbeck will take ball two off the outside part of the plate. So two ball, one strike count on Auschenbeck, leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the fifth. The next pitch swung on and fouled back into the screen, evens up the count, two balls and two strikes.
In between innings, Stephen, you brought up such a good point. If the Cubs are going to chip away, you know, now is the time to chip away at this with the top of the order here.
And now's the time to try and get some base runners here. 2-2 on its way to Auschenbeck is swung on and fouled out of play down the right side. So Auschenbeck, the leadoff batter here, looking to get on base. Going to be followed by Owen Finke, then Drake Binky here. We're in bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs trailing it 11-2.
If P&G can score five an inning, so can we.
So 2-2 pitch is on its way to Auschenbeck. Going to be outside for ball three. So full count now to Ethan Auschenbeck. So big brother Evan at the game I saw a while ago over here. So Auschenbeck will step back in. Three ball, two strike count. 3-2 pitch is hammered down the left field line. This is a fair ball that's going to go all the way to the wall. So Auschenbeck on his way to second base, and he'll pull up in there with a stand-up double to lead it off here for the Cubs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So just what the Cubs needed, leadoff base runner on in scoring position for two-hole hitter Owen Finke.
Number 8, Owen Finke.
So just got to trade places, get base runners, get people on, put a little pressure on P&G. Cubs haven't done too much of that today in this game.
Now's the time, you know, to put on a little pressure.
So Brasher still on the mound for P&G. He'll look in, get his sign. First pitch coming to Finke. Swung on. This is a little tapper over to third. Third baseman's going to field. He's going to throw low, but scooped over there by Benoit at first base. So Finke grounds out over to third base on the first pitch for out number one.
I tell you what, you have to admit, Stephen, that was a great play there by Curtis at third base.
Yeah, Curtis
just a little old slow roller, and he fielded clean, made the throw over there to first.
So Drake Binky steps in with one out, runner at second base. So Eli Curtis with a nice play over there at third, gets Finke out at first. Auschenbeck unable to advance. So pitch coming to Binky is down and in for a ball. So one ball, no strike count on Drake Behnke.
After what Behnke did last night, he's not going to get a really good pitch.
Behnke had a three-run home run last night, the 1-0 pitch on his way. This is hit deep to right field. Right fielder going back, looks up, it's over his head and off the wall. He'll play it off the wall quickly, and he's able to hold the runners, though. So runners at first and third base. Long, hard single out to left field by Drake Behnke. Right fielder playing about 10 steps off the fence, plays it off the wall. Holds Behnke to a single. Auschenbeck able to get over to third, so runners first and third now, one out. Luke Hardy coming up to bat.
I tell you what, a long enough single that it held Ethan Auschenbeck at third base.
So good job by the P&G right fielder out there. Played it quickly, got it back in. No chance for Auschenbeck to score.
Hey, Cubs here with a really good chance to get a run.
So first pitch to Luke Hardy is outside for a ball one. So Hardy batting with one out. P&G faithful wanted that call, but just a little bit down and out. So 1-0 pitch swung on. This is hit deep to left field. Left fielder going back.
Gone.
That ball is gone. Off the scoreboard for a three-run home run for Luke Hardy. So Cubs back in business here, scoring three on the three-run homer by Luke Hardy. Hardy hit that one high and deep off the scoreboard in left field. So Cubs not out of it yet. So, and that's going to bring a visit from the P&G coach out to the mound. So with those three runs, that takes the score to 11-5 now here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So coach going to have a little conversation, and we're going to look like we're going to make a pitching change. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Here at Crosby High School, as big three-run home run by Luke Hardy's got the Cubs back in business here, 11-5. Lead gets cut there. P&G still on top though. Cubs still batting here. Only one out in the inning. Catcher Brody Tucker is going to step in against a new pitcher, Parker Meir. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So first pitch to Brody Tucker, swung on, hit out to center field. Center fielder backs up a couple steps. He'll make the catch for out number two on the flyout. First pitch swinging there by Brody Tucker. It's going to take us to second baseman Landry Mendoza. So Mendoza steps in now, Cubs. Scoring three times here in the bottom half of the fifth. Still trail it 11-5. Mendoza will step in with two outs here, nobody on base.
Landry's the case of bad luck today. Deep fly ball to center field. Center fielder makes an excellent catch in right center. So then he hits a hard line drive that the pitcher catches.
Yeah.
And they turn a double play.
So first pitch to Mendoza is inside for ball one. So Parker Meir on the mound for PNG now. Left-handed pitcher brings it to the right-handed pitcher, Mendoza. That's going to be out for ball two. So Mendoza up in the count. Two balls and no strikes here. And we're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cubs trail it now 11-5. 2-0 pitch swung on by Mendoza. Hit deep out to right center field. Right fielder going back. He'll make the catch, a stiff off the warning track for out number three. But the Cubs get three. And your score at the end of five innings of play, PNG 11, Brenham 5. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Veterinary Clinic offers comprehensive care for animals of all sizes, pairing advanced veterinary services with friendly hometown care. From family pets to hardworking livestock, Dr. Brooke Miller, Dr. Brandon Schulte, and their skilled team are dedicated to keeping animals healthy and performing their best. Located at 210 South Railroad Street in Burton, they're here for routine visits and more. To schedule an appointment, call 979-289-1161. Burton Veterinary Clinic proudly supports the Brenham Cubs baseball team and wishes them best of luck in the playoffs.
We interrupt your regular programming for a big-time shout-out. Apple Ford is proud to cheer on the Brenham Cubs baseball team, one of the top high school programs in Texas. And just like the Cubs, they're swinging for the fences with deals that knock it out of the park. Step up to the plate at Apple Ford and let their team help you order the dream vehicle you've been waiting for. Don't strike out. Come see them today or shop 24/7 at appleford.com. Apple Ford, right on Highway 290 West in Brenham, where you'll always find the smart choice.
At Leroy Schrader Contractor, we can provide everything you will need to make your outdoors the perfect space for barbecues, cool nights, and poolside fun. We carry all natural patio stone, building stone, moss rock, and river rock to update or newly build your patios, walkways, pools, or house. At Leroy Schrader, you can find landscaping, flower bed, and gardening materials. We also offer road bases to fix your existing road or build a new one. To schedule your delivery, visit our website at stoneinbrenham.com. Leroy Schrader Contractor proudly supports the Cubs and Cubettes and wish them the best of luck at playoffs. Go Brenham!
And welcome back here to Crosby High School area round playoff actions. Winner take all game three between PNG and the Brenham Cubs. Cubs currently trail it 11-5 as we start playing the top half of the sixth. Stepping in for PNG is going to be Landry Lawson Gary. So Gary will take the first pitch from Jason Balschrek outside for ball one. So Balschrek came in in a pressure cooker when he came in. He's done a good job since. Next pitch is in there on the outside corner for a strike one. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike.
I've talked to Jason in church tomorrow morning. He came in there like a seasoned veteran.
So next pitch by Balschrek is line drive foul down the left field line, out of play. So Balschrek quickly ahead, 1-2 on Lawson Gary. So 1-2 count on leadoff batter here in the sixth inning. 1-2 pitch on its way. That's going to be just down for a ball. Evens up the count, two balls and two strikes.
Tell you what, we need another one of those quick innings, quick half inning.
We need a quick half inning here, get the Cubs back in there, get them some more runs on the board. So the 2-2 pitch on its way, this is swung on, going to be hit out to Mendoza at second base. He's up with it, flips on over to Hardy at first base. We're out number one in the inning. So ground ball out to second base to start it off for PNG here in the top half of the sixth inning. Brings up the bat catcher Logan Acevedo. So Acevedo will step in. He's 2-for-3 on the day. Had a big triple, bases loaded triple back in the first inning. So Jason Balschrek on the mound for the Cubs. His first pitch coming to Acevedo is going to be an off-speed pitch. Drops in there just inside for ball one. So one ball, no strike count on Acevedo. One out here in the top half of the sixth inning. Next pitch swinging. This is hit out to right field. Right fielder moving over. Caleb Maurer is going to lose it in the sun. going to fall in there, and he'll throw it back in. And Acevedo's going to get second base on that.
That was Luke Hardy.
That Luke Hardy out there,
yes,
in right field
Luke
now?
Luke Hardy's in right field.
So had a few little changes here.
Yeah, and Braden Steele's now at first base.
Braden Steele over at first base now. Luke Hardy out there in right field. He loses it up there in the sun. So got a pinch runner in Vega for Acevedo over at second base. So runner at second base now with one out. Going to take us to Jude Gehlke. So first pitch, he squares around a bunt. He'll pull it back for ball one.
We've now done away with the DH.
So Braden Steele over there at first base and Luke Hardy out in right field now. So one ball, no strike count on Gehlke. 1-0 pitch on its way. Off-speed pitch just a little inside for ball two. So two ball, no strike count on Jude Gehlke. Runner out at second base with one out. Cubs trailing in here. We're in the top half of the sixth inning, down 11-5.
The other thing is we do not want to give up another run here.
So ball strikes, 2-0 pitch. It's going to get away from Tucker. It's going to roll all the way over to the dugout. He'll get on it pretty quick. Runner advance up to third base.
I got to get on the stick here too, Stephen. Darrell Vega running courtesy runner for Logan Acevedo.
So wild pitch by Jason Balsharik there. Going to run the count out to 3-3. Cubs are going to bring the infield in with one out in the inning, runner at third base.
And you don't want a wild pitch here because there's a lot of real estate behind home plate. Good speed with Vega at third base.
So 3-0's on its way. That's in there for a strike. 3-1 count now on Jude Gehlke. So Gehlke bats here in the top half of the sixth inning. Runner at third base, one out. Pitch on its way, squares around, squeeze plays on, back to Balsharik. He's tossed it home, not in time. So squeeze play put on by PNG, a score run for them. So nice play out there by Balsharik, just not quick enough to flip it to Brody Tucker at the plate. So Vega
scores. Yeah, we got to give Gehlke credit. Good bunt there by Gehlke.
So Gehlke over at first base now, one out. Another run in for PNG, makes the score 12-5 here in the top half of the sixth inning. So Brown will square around the bunt. Gelke's on the move. Throw by Tucker. High pulls the shortstop off the base. So stolen base for Gehlke.
Wow.
So another run.
Scoreboard's getting worse.
Another runner in scoring position there for PNG. And Coach Wheaton's going to come out and have a little conversation here. Settle everybody down. One run's already in the inning for P&G. Need to limit that to just one run. Cubs trail it by 7 here, 12-5. So, and we're going to have a pitching change here. So with that pitching change, we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
It's playoff season and the Cubs are bringing the heat, and Brandit Graphics is proud to support them every step of the way. From custom t-shirts and embroidered hats to banners, signs, and full company merch stores, Brandit Graphics helps local teams, businesses, and organizations show up strong. They believe in hard work, community, and bringing your best every single day on the field and in business. So as you cheer on the Cubs, remember who's got your branding needs covered. Brandit Graphics, your local partner for print, promo, and spirit wear. Let's go, Cubs!
welcome back here to Crosby High School Freedom Cup playoff baseball action. Cubs trail it 12-5 here in the top half of the sixth, and we've got a pitching change. Cooper Plagan's on to pitch for the Cubs, and this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So Cooper Plagans comes on in relief of Jason Balsharek. So, Tommy, nothing like throwing a freshman pitcher into the mix here.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, he's going to welcome to being a Brenham Cub.
So Plagans on the pitch. He's got a runner at second base. One out in the inning. Dylan Brown up to bat for P&G. Takes ball down low. That's going to push our count out to 2 balls and no strikes.
I'll tell you what, we've done a great job on Dylan Brown. He's back to reality. He's 0 for 4.
So Brown with a 2-0 count here. Runner over at second. And fastball misses up and away. Ball 3. So 3-ball, no-strike count on Brown.
All right, Cooper, we got to throw strikes here.
So Plagan's working out of the stretch. He'll come set. 3-0 pitch on its way. Going to be in there for a strike.
Yeah, so Brown taking all the way on the 3-0 count.
So 3-ball, 1-strike count on Dylan Brown. So Plagan checks the runner. 3-1 pitch on the way. This is going to be up and away for ball 4. So Brown draws the walk. So that's going to put runners at first and second base with one out. Takes us to shortstop Mason West for the P&G Indians. So runners first and second. We're in the top half of the sixth inning. Cubs down 12-5.
We finally were able to get West out last time, fly to center field.
So West steps in 3 for 4 on the day. First pitch coming, swung on, ground ball over to Mendoza. Mendoza bobbles it and unable to make a play. So West will reach on an error by Landry Mendoza over at second base. Routine ground ball, just unable to come up with it. So West reaches on an E4. Going to load up the bases for left fielder Parker Ross.
Ross with a double his last at bat.
So Parker Ross dips in with bases loaded and one out. Cubs are going to bring the infield in. So Cooper Plagan's on relief of Jason Balsharek.
Definitely don't need a double here.
Pitch from Plagan's is outside for ball 1. So Plagan's the 4th pitcher of the day for the Cubs. So Plagan's a come set. Going to step off, throw over to third base, not in time on the pickoff attempt. So Cooper Plagan steps back up on the rubber. He'll look in, get a sign from Brody Tucker. So he'll come set, check on his runners. 1-0 pitch is on its way. That's going to be in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-ball, 1-strike.
Boy, the P&G faithfuls want more.
Yeah. So bases loaded, one out. Plagan's trying to get out of a jam. So pitch on its way is going to be down in the dirt for a ball. So 2-ball, 1-strike count on Parker Ross. So Plagans has his sign. He comes set, checks on the runners. 2-1 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is knocked down by Owen Finke. He'll throw over to first base off his knee, unable to make a play. So scoring on the play will be Jude Gehlke. So safe on the fielder's choice will be Parker Ross.
Everybody, a great stop there by Owen Finke, but you know, it was one of those high hoppers, you know, and Oh, my gosh.
So just one of those plays there where you kind of in no man's land when you dive over there with the infield in. So another run in for PNG takes the score out to 13-5. So Plagan's next pitch swung on and missed by Eli Curtis. Big swing by Curtis.
You know what he was trying to do.
He was trying to send that ball out of here for a grand slam. Bases are loaded with one out. So Plagans comes set. 0-1 pitch on its way. Swung on and foul. They're going to call this a strike, and Brody Tucker's going to miss it. No foul ball. Just popped out of the catcher's mitt. So scoring on the play will be Dylan Brown.
I guess that is what we heard.
Yeah.
It hit the mitt.
I guess it hit the mitt there. It sounded like a foul ball to us up here, but umpire didn't call it foul. So ball gets away, but swinging strike on Eli Curtis. It's going to take it to count out to no balls and two strikes. Runners now at second and third with one out. Score now 14-5 PNG. So 0-2 pitch is going to be fastball up high for ball one.
And we do not want a fly ball either.
So Cooper Plagan's on the mound for the Cubs. He's got his sign from Brody Tucker. He'll come set, check on the two runners. 1-2 pitch on its way. This is swung on. This is going to be a deep fly ball out to center field. Auschenbeck settles underneath it. Tagging at third will be the PNG runner, and Auschenbeck's throw will be behind the runner at third. So scoring will be Mason West. So sacrifice fly for Eli Curtis for out number two. Takes the score out to 15-5 now. So stepping up the bat for PNG will be Casey Burnham.
Scratch the three-run homer.
So Burnham steps in. He is like he's 1-for-3 on the day. Or is he 0-for-3?
No. Let me see. Yes. No. 1-2-3. You're correct. 1-for-3.
1-for-3 on the
day. I've got it here, so you're right.
So Burnham takes the first pitch for ball one. So runner at second base, two outs.
And the other thing, Stephen, we do not want to give them an insurance run to take away on the 10-run rule either.
So Burnham swinging. He's going to hit a fly ball to shallow center field. Auschenbeck is coming in. He's going to make the play for the third out of the inning. But for PNG, they'll score four times, and that takes our score at the end of 5.5 innings of play, 15-5, PNG on top. And we'll be back after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go Cubs!
And welcome back here to Crosby High School as it's do or die here for the Brenham Cubs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Trail it 15-5. So leading it off for the Cubs is going to be Braden Steele. So Cubs need to scratch out at least one or two runs here to push this one into the next inning.
Number 12, Braden Steele.
One for sure.
So Braden Steele will step in, leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So Parker Meir on the mound, left-handed pitcher, delivers. It's going to be in there for strike one to Braden Steele. So Steele looking to get on base. Get something going here for the Cubs. So the 0-1 pitch is going to be in there for ball one. Evens up the count at 1-1.
Each time that we've been able to score, we've got that leadoff hitter on base.
So 1-1 pitch is going to be just down for a ball. Takes the count out to 2 balls and 1 strike. So Braden Steele, leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the sixth. Cubs trailing it 15-5. And that 2-1 pitch catches the outside corner for strike two. So 2-2 count on Braden Steele.
In game one, Braden did such a good job going down that right field line with that pitch.
So 2-2 pitch is going to be in there, called strike three. So strikeout victim is Braden Steele. Going to bring up a pinch hitter for the Cubs. Evan Curtis steps up to the plate to pinch hit. So Evan Curtis pinch hitting for Hudson Hartstack. So Curtis had a big fly ball double in game number one. So umpire puts the ball back in play. Mirrors back up on the rubber. Curtis steps in the box. First pitch coming to Curtis is going to be outside for a ball. So Evan Curtis pitch hitting for Hudson Hartstack. Parker Meir on the mound for PNG. The 1-0 pitch on its way. Swung on and fouled down the third baseline.
Whoa.
Nice play over there by Coach Spivey in the coach's box.
Whoa. You look like a third baseman.
So stepping back into the box is Curtis. So pitch is on its way. Curtis is going to take that one for strike two. So 1-2 count.
That looked like a little bit different pitch than a fastball.
Yeah.
So maybe change up?
Maybe change up for Meir. Meir, left-handed pitcher. Left-handers always got that freaky movement on their pitches all the time. So 1-2 pitch is on its way, and that's going to be in there, called strike three. So Cubs down to their final out here. Going to have a pinch hitter again. Looks like Blue Sonega is going to pinch hit for Brooks Rosnowski.
That's who it is.
So Sonega steps in the bat. Two outs. Cubs trail it here. Bottom half of the sixth inning. 15-5 is your score.
One out away from a season ending.
So Meir, the left-handed pitcher, throws to Sonega. That's outside for a ball.
You know, Stephen, we both have to admit is P&G had used a lot of pitchers, but they came back with a pitcher they used in the first game, and they got everything out of him that they needed.
The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed by Sonega. So evens up the count at 1-1. So Meir, the left-handed pitcher, delivers. This is a swung-on base
by
Blue Sonega. So Sonega keeps hopes alive for the Cubs as they'll turn it over to the top part of the lineup now as Ethan Auschenbeck will step in the bat. So Sonega over at first base with a two-out single. So Auschenbeck will step in. Two outs in the inning. Cubs trail it 15-5. So Meir checks on the runner at first. He'll come to Auschenbeck at home, down low for a ball. So 1-0 count on Ethan Auschenbeck. Blue Sonega with a single over at first base. 1-0 pitch is on its way. This is up and out for ball two. So 2-0 count now on Auschenbeck. Cubs need a couple of runs to push this off into the seventh inning. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Cubs trail it 15-5. 2-0 pitch. This is swung on and popped up on the infield. Pitcher's going to settle underneath, and that's the ball game. Cubs lose it 15-5. Lose game three. And unfortunately for the Cubs, the season ends today, and we'll be back with the post game after 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings, or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure with your listing and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes the Cubs good luck during the playoffs.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
The Brenham Cup baseball team is headed to the playoffs, and Citizens State Bank is proud to cheer them on. Since 1925, Citizens State Bank has been hitting your standards out of the park with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because your hometown is their hometown, too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cubs baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people making local decisions since 1925.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
And welcome back to Crosby High School as the Brenham Cubs lose it today in game number three, 15-5. So just a big, huge first inning for PNG. Set the tone to the whole game for the game three action, as PNG was able to score six runs in the top half of the first inning off of starting pitcher Braden Steele for the Cubs. Cubs just unable to recover after that. Scratched a run back in the bottom half of the second inning, but then PNG was able to add on another run in the second and four more in the third. Just too much to overcome today for the Cubs, as the Cubs lose it here. And then fortunately for the Cubs, season comes to an end, but a great season for the Cubs this year. Make it to the area round of the playoffs. So congratulations to Port Neches Grove Indians as they'll move on to the regional semifinals next week.
Semifinals.
And take on the winner of the Georgetown Waltrip series that's going on. So we'll take a break real quick and be back with more of our post-game show after a word from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Kenjura Tile is incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham. They're your floor specialists. Kenjura Tile's been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Cubs baseball team on a great season and wish them luck during the playoff tournaments. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible. For all the young people of Brenham High School, go Cubs! All the way to state!
All right, welcome back as we're back here at Crosby High School. Brenham Cubs lose it 15-5 here in the area round playoff game. So, unfortunately for the Cubs, season comes to an end today for them, but nonetheless, great season by the Cubs. Had a great time watching and calling these games for them all year long. Tommy, we're going to be joined here shortly by Coach Wheaton as he steps in, but good job by the Cubs all
together. Well, Devin, you brought up a good point. We'll finish that up, but we definitely want to hear from Coach Wheaton here.
All right, Coach. Not the way you wanted it to go today, unfortunately, but other than that, great season on the year. They kind of got on you pretty much in that top of the first inning, kind of set the tone there for you.
Yeah, put us on the mat. You know, kind of our motto all year, don't give up a big crooked inning. Ones and twos aren't going to beat you, and you know, they put up a six spot there and made it uphill from the get-go. But just talking to the guys, and, you know, this game doesn't define the season, especially the seniors. Man, they've meant so much to the program. And, you know, last year when we got beat out, especially as a young coach, just trying not to get too emotional here. It's a whirlwind. You spend so much time with these guys, and just like that, it's over. But, you know, redefining success at the end of last year, if I'm always going to define success by winning the last game, I'm going to die pretty miserable. So, you know, just the perspective of that side of it, they've bought into everything that we've asked them to do, to each other, to getting out of what can Brenham baseball do for me, but what can I do for Brenham baseball? And, man, I'm super proud of these guys and the seniors for sure. It stings right now, but, you know, we'll get back, love on them, and reflect.
So a little bit of sting there, but you did fight back in there. Hardy with a big three-run homer. Kind of gets you back in the game there for a while, and then you had to go to some younger pitchers. So future kind of bright for y'all on the younger pitcher side. They get a little bit of experience out here in playoff action. That should carry over into next year for you also.
Yeah, it's a tough spot to be in. JB did a great job of coming in and hanging us a couple zeros. We went to the take down 11-1 or 12-1, whatever it was, and that's the baseball move, but I felt like it kind of made us defensive at the plate. Those are the only innings they capitalized on zeros on us, so we took the take off, and we ended up getting the 3-4 spot there and kind of making some noise. But, you know, ultimately it was too big of a lead to overcome.
Well, nonetheless, Coach, great job. I know future's looking good for y'all over there at the baseball field. Still got some good players coming back for you next year. So unfortunate for y'all this year. Good luck to all those seniors who move on for you. And, Coach, we always appreciate you stopping by, especially in times like this. It's kind of hard for you as a coach come by.
No doubt. So
we appreciate it, and we always enjoy talking to you. And so I know you won't be a stranger. We'll see you around somewhere. So thank you so much, Coach, for coming by.
Appreciate it, guys.
So that's Coach Wheaton joining us here as the Cubs do lose it 15-5, but lose it, but not lost on a season there, Tommy. Tommy, they were able to have a very good season for the Cubs, and hats off to Port Neches Grove. You can't take anything away from those kids. They came out today ready to play, and drop a six spot on you in the first inning is pretty hard to overcome.
No, I tell you, that is a milestone. When you get that many runs on the top of the first, and all of a sudden you're looking at yourself and you haven't even come to bat yet, and you're going, oh my gosh, we're down 6-0. And again, you know, coach couldn't have said it any better. They came back with the right attitude. They chipped away a little bit, but Lord of mercy, when you come back and let them chip away a little bit more, you know, it's, you're just digging your hole just a little bit deeper. But the one thing I am going to say is, you know, the Cubs did something this year that they haven't achieved in a while. They won a district championship.
They won a district championship, won the first round playoff game by a district round, unfortunately lose here in the area round. Not the way you want to do it, but great season all in all for the Brenham Cubs. Look forward to some baseball action next year, and we'll send it back, and we'll be back with the John Breeden star of the game after a word from our sponsors.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
H-E-B and Brenham has the secret to every mom's heart. So this Mother's Day, head to H-E-B to make her day extra special. They have everything from flowers and berries to spa day essentials and the perfect card to express what she means to you. Grab her favorite chocolates, plants, candles, or a gift card to any of her favorite places. H-E-B and Brenham has everything you could think of to show her that she is truly the best mom ever. H-E-B and Brenham, they're always here for you, just like mom is.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services wishes the Cub baseball team good luck in the playoffs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Cubs good luck in the playoffs.
So, welcome back here to Crosby High School as the Cubs lose it today 15-5. And the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. So, Tommy, we kind of unanimous on the star of the game today for the Cubs. Going to be Luke Hardy. Hit a big three-run home run. Tried to get the Cubs back in it in the fifth inning. Got an extra inning out of it, but Luke Hardy's going to be our star of the game for today.
No doubt about it. You know, we needed a spark. You know, we came up, and Ethan Aschenbeck got on, and then we got another runner on, and Drake Binsky hits that long single to right field, and we're going, oh, my goodness, you know. But then Luke comes up, and he threw Luke a pitch in the wheelhouse, and, you know, he took it up there on the – scoreboard in left field. Just a tremendous piece of hitting, but unfortunately, P&G didn't take the foot off the pedal and come back and double what we had and, you know, end up getting the run rule game there in the sixth inning. But Luke Hardy, what a big hit. Our John Breeden star of the game.
So, Luke Hardy, John Breeden, star of the game, and congratulations to the Port Neches Grove Indians as they'll advance on to the semifinals as they'll take on the winner of the Georgetown Wall Trip Series. But unfortunately for the Cubs today, the season will come to the end, but a great season nonetheless for the Cubs. So, for Steven and Tommy, we'll see you next time, and good luck to P&G as they advance, and we'll see everybody later.
Play ball!
By Woods and Lumber, Coaches Insurance, Double D Glass Services, Granite Graphics, Citizens State Bank, Glenn College, HB and Brenham, Mattress Guy, Walsh Construction, Apple Ford, Tillman Construction, Wingstop and Brenham, Kim Dura Tile, Brenham National Bank, T&A Services, Bilski Water Wells, Owners Health and Wellness, Van Dyke Rankin, Whataburger in Brenham, Texas Farm Credit, Seidel Schrader, Women Life, Dahman and Associates, J&J Packing, Washington Animal Clinic, Leroy Schrader Contracting, Rubel Creameries, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Computer Helper, Memorial Oaks Chapel, The Paint Warehouse, John Greenwood State Farm, Cody Real Estate, Brenham Quality Meat Market, K-Day Corporate Toilets, Roman Insurance, BDR Materials, Guadalajara Restaurant, Tegeler Toyota, Burton Veterinary Clinic, EDM Pipe and Steel, Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union, Collier Construction, Gathering Grace, Brenham Collision, and the Bluebell Aquatic Center. Again, the final score was the Brenham Cubs losing to P&G 15-5. Obviously, we have all the support for the Brenham Cubs as they continue their journey for next year, and best of luck to them. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.